Tomorrow is the Tzemach Tzedek's birthday. And the Rebbe said, Rabbi Machshav is Belev Ish. Matzas Hashem Yisakom, I wanted to teach a Maimon. The Rebbe wants me to talk about the Tzemach Tzedek, so I'll talk about the Tzemach Tzedek. This year, the Tzemach Tzedek is going to turn 221. 221. He's going into his 222nd year. Now, Bashgacha Pratis, the last several Maimorim that we learned made mention of the fact that the Tzemach Tzedek's birthday is at Rosh Hashanah. Remember, the Maimon we learned yesterday spoke about 200 years, and we had a different Maimon that also spoke about 200 years. So we'll talk about that about the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek is given the Matanem Zayin Einukol. Tzemach Tzedek was Altareb's grandson. He was his daughter's son, Rebbe Tzendereina Leia. For those who do not know, the Altareb's first two children were girls. And he very much wanted a son. And he was begging his Rebbe, the Mezitcher Magid, to give him a bracha for a son. And for many years, the Mezitcher Magid would not respond. The Mezitcher Magid would ignore him. Right before the Mezitcher Magid passed away, the Mezitcher Magid gave him a bracha for his son. But his two oldest children were daughters. His oldest, his Bechoida, was named Freide, or Freidke, as she was called by Chassidim. She was an incredible lady. She was the Alter Rebbe said about her, she had a neshama from Alma D'Tchuda, which means she had a masculine soul. Now, I want to make a clarification. We all have feminine souls. Even the men amongst us have very feminine souls. A masculine soul means a mashpia. Mashpia is a Rebbe. Most neshamas are nekeva. A nesham v'amad chudah means that had she been a man, she would have been a Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe said, in Mepnei Siba, she came down as a woman. Freide, Freidke. She was probably born in Chavdal de Chavhei. She was probably born in 1764 or 65. She passed away 6 months after her father. And she's buried together with him in the same oil. In other words, I don't think she lived 50 years. There's printed letters from her in Avoida and Chassidus to the Mittler Rebbe. She writes to Mittler Rebbe, Bruder Altayre. It's very interesting. She was older. She was a very big Balas Madrig. She was a big Tzadikis. And a Goyna. She was an incredible scholar. And the Alter Rebbe used to say Chassidus for her privately. And the Mittler Rebbe would stand by the door. And he wanted to listen in. And when the Alter Rebbe would catch him, he'd kick him out. And there's a story with the Gartel that the Alter Rebbe said a maimed on the big day Kahuna and he skipped. The Avnei, they skipped the Gatel. So in the middle of the Maimed, the middle of the Rebbe took off his Gatel and threw it at her. To let her know, excuse me, ask him about the Avnei. The second daughter was the Veda Leia. The Veda Leia was also a very big Mulamedes and a very big Chachoma. An incredible woman. An incredible, incredible woman. She gave away her life that the Alter Rebbe should live. Everybody knows the famous story. The Alter Rebbe saw there was a kitrug on him in Tovkuf Nebeis, 1892. And he was very depressed about it. And in Elul, he confided in her, in his own daughter. He didn't confide in anybody. Only in his daughter. And she got three chassidim to swear on a sefer Torah that they'll do whatever she says. And then she made him a bezdin to paskin that she would die, that her father would live. The Alter Rebbe was very bitter. Very bitter, because the Alter Rebbe wanted Shaloya in the Chiluf. The story was that he sent a pan to Reb Nochum Chenobler. Reb Nochum Chenobler sent back a message he could help the Alter Rebbe live Al Yedei Chiluf, that somebody should die in his stead. So the Alter Rebbe responded Shaloya Al Yedei Chiluf Habachikent Alein, that someone should die instead of me. I could do that on my own. I didn't want anybody to die. I was hoping Reb Nochum Chenobler would be able to help him Shaloya Al Yedei Chiluf, and she volunteered Pashut. Right before she passed away, she asked Alter Rebbe to take care of her son, her Mendel. And Alter Rebbe did. The Tzemach Tzedek was raised by the Alter Rebbe. Initially, the Alter Rebbe had his little bed. He wasn't in a crib anymore, but he was in a little bed in his office, where the Alter Rebbe learned and davened. And of course, there's the famous description of the Alter Rebbe davening, and Tzemach Tzedek had his potato tefillin that he would put on, and he would take them off, and he would grind them, and they would get caught between the legs of the chairs, and he would get all frustrated, and Alter Rebbe would bend down in the middle of putting on tefillin to release the strings of that Tzemach Tzedek's potato tefillin. And the Hasidim, who were looking through the cracks in the door, would say, the Alter Rebbe is not bending down just because he's his grandson, but this is a Psanan Dezach, it's the Tzemach Tzedek. One of those incredible stories is that the story was like this. The Alter Rebbe's Hasidim were fanatics. They drilled holes in the Alter Rebbe's door so that they could see what he was doing. So Alter Rebbe put a curtain on the inside of the door so that even though there were holes, he couldn't see. So the Hasidim used to hope that the curtain was open. And sometimes the curtain was open. If the curtain was open, you could see. So the story was that the Alter Rebbe said a maimed and the Hasidim did not understand it fully. And as was the tradition, they came to the Alter Rebbe and told the Rebbe they didn't understand it. And the Alter Rebbe agreed to chazer the maimed, to say the maimed again, on several conditions. And one of the conditions was that it would be after davening. Another condition was that only elter the chassidim would come in and not younger, only the senior chassidim. So they stood by the door and they looked through the holes and the curtain was open and they watched Alter Rebbe daven. And they watched the Tzemach Tzedek. Alter Rebbe put on four pieces of tefillin. So he kept on taking on and putting off. Putting on, taking off. So the Tzemach Tzedek would put on his potatoes, take off his potatoes. The Vala left out of the room, he was before Apshenis. And eventually his strings got caught in the legs of the chair. Now, the middle of changing his film, bent down to release the string. The Tzemach Tzedek continued running around with his potato film. Then the Rebbe opened the door, and the Hasidim came in. When the Hasidim came in, a young Chassid stood by the door, he didn't come in because the Rebbe had given instructions. As nor the elders on the Rhine, only the older Hasidim. His name was Isaac Homler, who would later to be one of the great giants of Hasidus, a very big Gaon and a very big Chassid. And the Alter Rebbe said, "Wer steht beim Tier?" Who was standing by the door? So they told him, "Epis einer a junger man, a young man." And the Alter Rebbe said, "Für junger Leit, wer alter Leit soll er rein?" Young people eventually will become older people. He can come in. So he stood in the back. Alter Rebbe started saying a maimed. I think it's Ashleishet Varam Eila Maimed. And as soon as Alter Rebbe starts saying the maimer, the little boy with his strings and his potatoes all over the place starts pushing his way through the legs of the chassidim towards the front. And it looked like he was paying attention. He was intent. He was trying to hear. And the Rabbi Isaac Homler says, "There's no way this boy is listening. He was 2 and a half. There's no way." As soon as he thinks that thought, he suddenly hears Alter Rebbe stop the maimer and says, "Erhert, erhert. He's listening. You'll know that he's listening." 35 years later, the Tzemach Tzedek had to become a Rebbe. Now, the Tzemach Tzedek becoming a Rebbe is a story he didn't want. Mittler Rebbe passed away Tes Kislev in November 1827. The Tzemach Tzedek was on Makabal Denesius officially till Shavuos that year, 6 months later, which is whatever it is, May 1828. And the Emissary says in some places that the full Nesius of the Tzemach Tzedek didn't start till Shavuos Tzadik Aleph, which was 3.5 years later. Now Rabbi Isaac Homler was from the giants of Hasidus. He was the Matan Rebbe Chassid, the Mittler Rebbe Chassid, and now he became a Chassid at Tzemach Tzedek, a Rebbe whom he was older than, maybe by 15 or 20 years. So obviously it was a very big deal. Rabbi Isaac Homler came special to Lubavitch for that Shavuos, to hope to impress on the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek with Makabal Denesius. A whole group of Elter Hasidim came Yamalt, Reb Peretz. I even think that Nechemia Dubrovna came, Reb Yitzchak Isaac of Vitebsk. Some of the great senior Hasidim came that Shavuos to be by the Rebbe. And one of the Hasidim talked to the Rebbe about becoming a Rebbe based on the Maimer Chazal, Ish Mazriya Tchila Yeledes Nekeva, Isha Mazras Tchila Yeled Zoche, which means when a man is Mazriya first, he has a daughter, and when a woman is Mazriya first, she has a son. So they told him that he's the Alter Rebbe's daughter's son. Ish Mazriya Tchila, this is your mother. Isha Mazras Tchila, this is you. And the Tzemach Tzedek actually had a dream where he saw the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe told him, it's in Hayyim Yem. Ish Mazriya Tchila Yeled Nekeva, this is their mama. Isha Mazras Tchila Yeled Zoche, this is you. And the Tzemach Tzedek said, "Mit amay mechazal spilt man sich nicht." You don't play around with mechazal, and he agreed. But gibet mizom nish matter, and people shouldn't make him work too hard because he wants to learn. And they mattered him plenty, and he learned plenty too. But the Tzemach Tzedek heard that the Isaac Homler was ill. He wasn't feeling it. Isaac Homler then was probably 50. He lived another 25 years, kemat, but he was not a young man. and he probably traveled a great distance. So the Tzemach Tzedek, the first thing the Tzemach Tzedek did after he agreed to be a Rebbe was go visit to be Mevaker Chayla, Rabbi Isa. Tzemach Tzedek was 37. 37. 37. And Rabbi Zakam was probably 55 or 60, something like that. So he came into Rabbi Zal, and Rabbi Zal, of course, heard that the Rebbe was Makabal the Nesias, which elated him and made him very happy. And the Tzemach Tzedek said to Rabbi Zakam, what the Gemara says. You have in the Gemara, there's two stories where they asked a person who was sick, Ahana Alecha Yesudim, are you happy about your suffering? And he says, Loi Mehem V'loi Mischarim, I don't want the suffering, I don't want the reward for the suffering. So he tells him, Pshoitli Yodach, give me your hand. So the Masarek took Rabbi Zakom, and then he yanked him, he pulled him up, and he was healthy, and finished. And Rabbi Zakom came to the Maimon. So the Ed of Shavuos, the Masarek said to Maimon, what Maimon did he say? But now Rabbi Zakom is in the front, maybe he even was standing behind the Rebbe. He says, this is impossible. I heard this Maimon from the Alter Rebbe when he was 2.5. And he thinks to himself, is it possible that he remembers the maimer from then? And the Tzemach Tzedek stops. Fe, a young man zol mecheshes ein of kunsten. Which means, fe, a young man should accuse me of doing tricks. The Tzemach Tzedek used to call miracles kunsten. He was margish es machshava. Fe, a young man zol mecheshes ein of kunsten. Aber der Zeid ist bei mir gewesen. Was soll ich tun? Der Zeid ist mir gewesen, nicht mir gehesen, sagen der maimer. My grandfather came to me and told me I should say this maimer. So the Rabbi Zakomba, 35 years later, got confirmation. He says, the Alter Rebbe, Yemel Bavoret. The Alter Rebbe allowed a young man to come into a room that 35 years later there'll be part of a nevuah. So this is clear that the Alter Rebbe intended that the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, should be Ramal Makemi. One of the interesting stories about the Alter Rebbe and the Tzemach Tzedek is as follows. The Alter Rebbe raised the Tzemach Tzedek, and they were very, very close. But there's a story that the Alter Rebbe's own words revealed to the Alter Rebbe who the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek was. And this is the story. It was Samach Vov or Samach Zayin. You're talking about 1806, 1807. The Alter Rebbe called his granddaughter. The Tzemach Tzedek was married to her first cousin, Mittler Rebbe's tochter. Her name was Chaya Mushka. She is listed as the fourth of the Mittler Rebbe's children. But it's pretty difficult to figure out how she could have been the fourth. But okay. She was a very, the Mittler Rebbe's wife, Mittler Rebbe's Rebbetzin, was apparently a very, very, very strong character. The Mittler Rebbe's daughters were very outspoken. They were very chassidish, they were very tzniyistic, they were very holy. But they were very, very strong characters. They were incredibly powerful personalities. And they said what was on their mind. You know, when Menucha Rochel was going to Eretz Yisrael, so a group of Hasidim came to see her off, and she was so upset. She says, "What the Tata at Farayich Zich Meisen Nefesh Gevesen? What my father gave of himself to you, and this is how you honor his daughter." She wasn't happy with the way they came to see her off, and she said exactly what was on her mind. They were very famous, famously outspoken women. Anyway, the Rebbe Zechayim Mushka was also a very strong character, and Alter Rebbe calls her. It was Shavuos time. It was May, 1806, 1807. And said to her, "Your husband probably has Chedush HaTeda. Bring me some of his Chedush HaTeda and don't tell him." She was 16 years old, 17 years old, maybe she was 18. I mean, Tzemach Tzedek was 16. She could have been a year older, 2 years older, but her father at that point was Hachakel, 32 or 33 years old. Mittler Rebbe. Anyway, so she went. And she had notebooks and notebooks and notebooks of Teda, and she found one what looked like a very hefty, a very packed, a very full notebook of Chedush Teda, and she brought it to the Alter Rebbe. It was the Madura Kama, it was the first draft of the Tzemach Tzedek's essay called Shedish Mitzvah Tefillah. Tzemach Tzedek wrote an essay on davening, very long, it's published, the second version is published in the Ira Teda, in the Derech Mitzvah Zecha, Tefillah, the back. Alter Rebbe read it, and he was very excited. He gave it back to her, she put it back, and so on. She was so excited. And Alter Rebbe was so excited because he felt that now he actually knows who his grandson is. So he called in Tzni Chassidim and he said to them, "I just read the Chedush HaTeda of my grandson and I realize that I have three generations of father, a son, and a grandson." And the Gemara says, Leiber Meheira Yinotik. When he's Ace, Pisa, right, what's the Lashon HaPasik? Pisa, Mipicho, Pizaracho, Pizera Zaracho, Omar, Hashem, Yata Vadelem. If the Tater lasts in a family for three generations, Leiber Meheira Yinotik, it won't be easily uprooted. Chutam Meshulasim, and he made a Shechiyonu. He called them these three Hasidim, he told them about the Tzemach Tzedek's greatness and learning, and he made a Shechiyonu. This was Tevis. This was the January. Tzemach Tzedek heard about it, and he was very upset. And he came to his wife with a complaint that she was disloyal. Haytachem. The first obligation of a woman is to her husband. How did she do this without her permission? His permission. So she says to him, but the Zayda asked. So he says, so? Api Allah, you have to honor me first. So she says, but he's your Zayda also, and you have to honor him as well. And he says, so? You have to have my permission. And he moved out of the house. And he was seriously contemplating divorce. And apparently he already had a child. The Rebbe Tzvi Chaim Mushka was a very strong lady, but she couldn't take this. She just fell apart. This was too much for her. And she went and told her father. In other words, they didn't keep it. Between them, she told her father. And the Mittler Rebbe, the Rebbe, the Shved, the father-in-law, came to the son of the father, Shigasados. He moved out. A young girl with a baby because he gave Solomon. What did he do? He bankrupted you. He spent a lot of money on the credit card. What did she do? And he says, Api Allah, she has to honor me first. She didn't have the right to do it. And I want to think about it. And until I resolve it, we're not going to be living together. And the Middle Rebbe tried to reason with his son-in-law, and there was nobody home. He was also Schneerson. So he went and he told the Alter Rebbe, the grandfather. And the Alter Rebbe called the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek. And he said to him, I understand that you have a shaila in halacha that you need to clarify. But since you're partial, you're in a geir bedavar, it involves you emotionally, let me help you. Let me help you paskin the shaila. And the Tzemach Tzedek, of course, allowed the Alter Rebbe, and naturally the Alter Rebbe encouraged him to forgive her and that they should live together, Eishas Nurim, and so forth. And the Tzemach Tzedek acquiesced. But the Alter Rebbe made a comment then, and he made a comment with a lot of pain. He quoted the pasuk that indicated, in effect, a premature death. In that pasuk, there's a word, Neid B'yeim Nachla, Neid is 54. The Rebbe Zecha Yemushka passed away exactly 54 years later. Shabbat Shmeis, same time, mamish, not just the same year, but the same week. And by her levaya, the Tzemach Tzedek said, now I understand what my grandfather meant 50 years before when he made that comment. And the Hamshach HaSipur was, the Alter Rebbe said to Tzemach Tzedek, since you have a tina, you're disappointed, I'm going to be appeasing you. How am I going to appease you? I'm going to appease you by making a shiur to learn with you. The Alter Rebbe made a kviyas, learn with the Tzemach Tzedek 3 times a week. And he would chazv him the Maimori Chassidus that he said before that Tzemach Tzedek was old enough and before Tzemach Tzedek was born. He also chazv the Tedes that he heard from the Magin and from the Baal Shem Tov. Tzemach Tzedek got a very, very good deal out of this. 5 months later, Shavuos, the word got out. The story happened in the beginning of Tevis. Shavuos is Sivan. Yeah, it's a Maisef and Finav Zeks Chadoshim. Chassidim heard that Alter Rebbe said Shehayonu on the Tzemach Tzedek's Tedes. And all of a sudden, they started to give him covered. So Tzemach walked into the room, people would stand up. There was a Fabrengen, and Tzemach Tzedek was sitting, nobody would speak. And the Tzemach Tzedek was, in effect, forced onto a pedestal. He was forced to be mizrakt above. 50 years later, it was Erev Shavuos, Tofresh Yud Zayin, approximately, either 1856 or 1857. It was 50 years to the day after this story had become public. The Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek was now in his mid-60s, an incredibly successful Rebbe, with hundreds of thousands of Hasidim, and a voluminous contribution to the literature of Teresh Baal Peh, which is historic. The Rebbe Marash walks into his father and he finds him crying. The Rebbe Marash was the youngest of the Tzemach Tzedek's children, but he was the one who was involved in all the askaras. He would travel for the Tzemach Tzedek for matters of public affairs, for community union. So he sees his father crying. He says to his father, "Vasa Dinay Exed, what new decree did the government of Russia make that's anti-Semitic?" So the Tzemach Tzedek said, "Dishtaka Nay Exed. There's no new Exed. So the Rebbe Midrash says, it's Tate Eba Zei Vos Veinstu. So why are you crying? So the Zemal Tzedek tells him, Seshe Fufzik Yor Zei Dichnu Letz Tumol Gezest Ba Chassidu Shef Abringen. He says, it's 50 years since the last time I was by Chassidu Shef Abringen. And the Rebbe Midrash says, what? You're Abringen Shabbos? You're Abringen last week? You last month? You just Kislev Purim? What do you mean 50 years? So the Zemal Tzedek tells him the Mice. And the Machzadik says, when you go to Chassidu Shef Abringen, you want to be a fly on the wall. You want to be like everybody else. They start giving you kavodish and nishtasits. He says, 50, can you imagine? And the Friedrich says, Shtel zach for how great the Machzadik was and how fantastically accomplished he was. And nevertheless, he cried that because, so to speak, he was prematurely exposed, he was deprived of the possibility of sitting with other chassidim, like an einfacher chassid, like a chassid min ashura, like a regular chassid, and you jab him and he jabs you back, and both people love each other. You understand? Another episode which is quite interesting, and there's two stories. And I think it happened twice, but when the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, was 2.5, his mother was still alive. So you had the Maise with the Shvuas. Shvuas Tokuf Nun Beis, 1792. 1792, I'm sorry. Dr. Rebbe was very bitter. Everybody saw that Dr. Rebbe was very upset. And the bitterness was so consuming, you could not snap him out of it. You couldn't get him to relax. Dr. Rebbe was very, very upset. Because Dr. Rebbe saw it's Tutzach L'mailo. Shuas Bamtish, the Alter Rebbe was sitting, Zeif Abitet, very bitter. And at a certain point, he sat up very, very straight. Respectful. The Hasidim knew that when the Alter Rebbe sits up straight, that's a simon that his Rabbeim, that means to say the Baal Shem Tov and the Magen had entered the room. They had already passed away, they would come to the Fabrein. And you could tell from the Alter Rebbe's mood that the Rabbeim had come. Sitting up, and he's very fadvekit, very upset. Suddenly he stands up. And he makes this incredibly emotional charge. He says, Zayde, Rebbe. Zayde, the Baal Shem Tov is called Zayde. And Rebbe, Chassidus is in a sakana, and you have to make it Achim Rabim. He finishes this incredibly emotional plea, and he falls to the ground like a thud, like a stone, like a sack of earth in a dead faint. And it became a big tumult. Call a doctor, get water. The Tzemach Tzedek was a 2.5-year-old boy, 2 years and 8 months, approximately. He was in the house, he sees a commotion, so he pushes his way through the legs. He gets to the front, and he sees that the Zayde chalashed. So he starts to scream, Zayde, 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 and he runs over to the Alter Rebbe, who's laying on the floor, face up, and he grabs Alter Rebbe's hand, and he's trying to pick him up. He was 2 years old. And Alter Rebbe opens his eyes. And Alter Rebbe sees his grandson. And he allows the little boy to pick him up, you understand? And Alter Rebbe tazagitan zeyenach aminu. This is our nechoma. This is our consolation. Zeyin Achavein. Many years later, there was a similar episode. One of the great Hasidim was a chosid by the name of Reb Nechemya Dubrovne. Nechemya's father, his name, Avram Birch. Avram Birch was considered a malach from the Alter Rebbe's greatest Hasidim. Reb Nechemya Dubrovne himself was a Ana Goinim, a very, very big Goan. This Charles the Tshuva is Divrei Nechemya. He was a very, very big Talmud Chacham. He was a businessman. He never held a position as a Rav. He had been at Tzemach Tzedek's Chavrusa. They learned together. Bechayef in the middle of Rebbe. They used to write the tshuvas. When the middle of Rebbe passed away, the Nechemya Dubrovne did not go to Lubavitch to Tzemach Tzedek. It was his Chavrusa. Tzadik Gimel means around 5 years after Tzemach Tzedek becomes a Rebbe, the Nechemya Dubrovne has a dream. And in his dream, he sees the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe says to him, Farvos hostu nishken Rebbe. Why don't you have a Rebbe? So the Chemi Rebbe tells Alter Rebbe, because I don't have one. I can't invent one. So Alter Rebbe tells him, Foron Lubavitch to Hosta Rebbe. Go to Lubavitch, you have a Rebbe. And then he added cryptic words. Menachem behoive, Menachem be'osip. Which means Menachem now, Menachem in the future. This is really one of the most earliest explicit remozim to our Rebbe, to the Rebbe's Zogadim. Menachem behoive, Menachem now, Menachem b'osim, Menachem in the future. And the Chaim Rebbe in front of Lubavitch. The Tzemach Tzedek's Rabbistro was incredibly successful. But the Tzemach Tzedek's Rabbistro was marked by incredible tzaddis. There was problems. First there was the Gezeirah of Tumah Moishev. The borders where Jews were allowed to live. They couldn't live here, they couldn't live there. They lost all of their business. Then there was the Gezeira of the Katanisten. Remember that? They would take Yiddish Kinderlach for 25 years of slave labor. And then there was the Reform, the Haskalah. And the Tzemach Tzedek, it was a very difficult time. But at the same time, it was a very rich time. The Giluyim of Hasidus, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Fanem, the greatness of his court was extraordinary. It was very, very, very big. I mean, the rumor is that he was the Rebbe over all of Russia. It's a true statement to say that the Rebbe with the most Hasidim was the Tzemach Tzedek. I mean, we all believe the Rebbe is the Rebbe over every Jew and Lahav, every Goy on the planet. But the Pashas, Begole, Tzemach Tzedek had a million Hasidim. All the Yidden in Russia was Hasidim. A very successful Rabbistva. But it was also a Rabbistva marked by considerable tzaddis. In fact, there were many customs, many traditions, which Hasidim had from the earlier times that Tzemach Tzedek abolished. And he said that the reason he's abolishing these customs is because they're too pretentious, they're too showy, they're too demonstrative, and he didn't want to undermine, he didn't want to intimidate, he didn't want to antagonize the government that was watching him with a thousand eyes. So he cut back on certain Hasidim forms of Hasidus. The Tzemach Tzedek cut back, he diminished. But it was an incredibly successful Hasidus. It was a very successful Hasidus. And one of the stories is that the Reform sent a spy to Lubavitch. And the spy was in Lubavitch for approximately 6 months or something like that. He came to every Fabreng, and he came to every Maimik, he came to every Davening, and he hung around, and he Fabrenged, and he said Lachayim, and he did the whole program. And as the Friedrich Ebert describes it, he once went to the police station, and he came into the police station and says, I must eat some chazen. I can't stand this kosher food anymore. It's just nishkin kosher. And he had the pretense of being a rabbi with a big beard and pace with the guns and the. When he left Lubavitch, he wrote up a report on the Tzemach Tzedek. And what he wrote is, the Tzemach Tzedek is a very, very big Talmud Chacham. He's very, very, very well respected, but he's a very, very big battler. He has no idea what's going on in the world. He just knows the books. If you're careful not to bother him, we could run circles around him. If you don't chepe him, you don't give him reason to react, he's so naive, you can do anything with him. So the Rebbe told the story once to Geshen Ber Jacobson, and he says that while this Apocatus was writing these words, the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, was sending out spies and running circles around him. Mm-hmm. And the Rebbe concluded, Nishtval mezetnish is a simin ametutnisht. When you don't see that the Rebbe is doing something, doesn't mean there's nothing going on. It means that you don't see it. This is the Tzemach Tzedek's nesiyas. Tzemach Tzedek's nesiyas. Okay. So I'll see you next year. Mitzvah Shema Ksiva Chasim Atev and Lashon Atev and Mesuka.
I mean, we're going to teach next week between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur.
That's the plan.
For my part.